Hey, what's up, boys, girls, flying squirrels, friends, cousins, and neighbors? We are back again for another episode. Before we get started today, I just want to remind you to go support us at Anchor, at Probably Political, and donate what you can. And the more listens you give to us, the more money that we can make. Again, this is another episode where I don't have a webcam because Jaboy can't afford one. So if you go support us on Anchor, we can afford things like webcams and cool merch that y'all have been asking for. So without further ado, just keep that in mind. And now let's get to the show. Hey, what's going up, boys, girls, flying squirrels, friends, cousins, and neighbors? We're back again for another episode of Simple Man Talks. I am your host, as always, Blaine. And welcome to another Wednesday edition, or whenever the heck you're listening to this edition of Simple Man Talks. Just for warning, I have prepared absolutely zero content for this week. So we are just going to be talking, ironically, as the show title is, about simple topics. So I'm going to have a good friend of mine from Texas State come on. She is in no way, shape, or form affiliated with the show. She is just someone who I talk to about random things and fits today's topic very well. So we're going to have her on here in a minute. We're just going to talk about my week so far. I have actually had peanut butter jelly sandwiches quite often this week. I'd probably say almost every day for about the past 2 to 3 weeks.
Put the goddamn jelly on the motherfucking sandwich. Do it. Spread it.
And it's actually been kind of nice because I've been able to save money and not go out to eat as much and just watch what I'm eating. And, you know, it's kind of nice just eating simple for once and not having to worry about eating something super greasy or whatever the next case. But before we go on any further into the show today, I just want to remind everybody we are available on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at Probably Political, also on Anchor and Twitter at Prob Political. So give us a follow and a like. And it takes like 2 seconds because I know everybody's on their phone and that they have the ability to do it. So go and do it. All right. So I know this is going to be a very random show today. Sorry. And it's going to be a little bit lighter load than last week, which you should also go check out last week's episode if you didn't get a chance to, where I covered the Confederacy and how Confederate monuments and flags are not racist. You can check out any past episodes on Spotify and any other platform that we are on. And I highly suggest you do so to give us a like and follow. So, coming up next on the program, we are going to be joined by a good friend of mine who I will reveal on the second segment. And we're just going to talk random today. So, stay tuned for so much more. All that next. Hi, everybody. Are you looking for a good show that involves a lot of pizza being ordered, unsweet tea, or just a chaotic mindset in general? Well, do I have the show for you? You should go check out the Katie and Kayla Show and Kicking It Back with Kayla. Both are great shows produced by ProbablyPolitical.com, and you can check out all our other great content while you're on the website. Now, back to Simple Man Talks. What's up, boys, girls, flying squirrels, friends, cousins, and neighbors? We're back again for segment two, and I actually remembered to hit the record button this time. We're back for segment two, and this is going to be another hectic show because I have yet again not prepared any content because of just repeated stuff in the news. So today I have brought along a friend to help discuss random things. And yes, random things in the sense that I have no content, so we're just going to talk about random topics. But this very good friend of mine deserves the proper introduction. She stands at 5 foot even and needs a step stool to check her mail. Better watch out, fellas, because she wears different colored Crocs. Give it up for Jennifer Loaf. What's up, Jennifer Loaf? How are you today?
I'm good.
Joining us today on the show is none other than Jennifer Loaf. Obviously, I don't know anybody named Jennifer Loaf, but we're just going to call this individual Jennifer Loaf for her own protection from crackheads and any other vigilantes that would want to steal her identity. So, how are you doing today, Jennifer Loaf?
I'm good.
I'm sorry. I'm not going to be able to take you serious for the rest of the show calling you Jennifer Loaf. So, how have you been doing through this pandemic?
Pretty good. My boss is working me to death.
Really? Where do you work?
That goes along with the identity thing.
Okay, so we're not revealing that you work at...
Let's just say I work at a store.
Wow, I never thought I would have guessed that one.
Oh my god.
So, have you heard in the news lately about how this hand sanitizers coming out of Mexico have methanol in them?
No, I haven't.
It's pretty interesting. If anything, I figure that would be the one thing that would actually kill coronavirus.
I just know that whenever I'm at work and I'm pumping the hand sanitizer, it smells like a heel and I almost have a flashback of New Year's.
Kids, don't do that, kids. So, I don't know if you heard me chatterboxing it up within the first couple segments, but I have no content prepared for today. So we're going to be talking about random things. And I have a list of questions from old random thoughts that I never got to do. So you're in luck today because you're going to be questioned these questions today. Are you ready?
Sure.
All right. So what is the worst date you've ever been on? We're doing heavy hitters right out the gate.
What'd you say?
What is the worst date you've ever been on?
The worst date I've ever been on. Oh, this one time, I met this guy on Tinder, and he said that we were gonna.
Wait a minute! Hold up! Stop! let's just think about that for a second. Tinder.
Oh, no, I know. I deleted Tinder now because that shit's scary, dude. We drove to this house. And it was like, well, dude, it's a suspicious, like, ass warehouse. And I promise you, he was just getting drugs. And then I got scared, so I just got out the car and called an Uber.
That's very romantic.
It was a solid 1 out of 10 stars.
Straight up not having a good time. Goodness, we're terrible. Give me your worst dad joke.
My worst dad joke?
What's your worst dad joke? Now, for those listening that don't know, me and Jennifer Loaf here share a very common skill of having terrible dad jokes, saying them out in public, and expecting everybody to laugh, but we're the only ones laughing out in the middle of public. Is that right?
Basically, how it goes.
Like I can recall a time that I went to Jennifer Loaf's house for the weekend, and we were at the mall, and we were making dad jokes at every store that we passed, and we had another friend of us with us, and those dad jokes just weren't flying, so we just looked like two idiots laughing through the mall.
Because it was hilarious. Look, we have the best.
We were at a waffle stand. I don't understand how much humor we can get out of a waffle stand, but I guess it is what it is.
Apparently enough.
Okay, well, give me your worst dad joke off the dome.
My worst one is, what do you call a cow with no arms and legs? Ground beef.
Y'all can't tell, but I'm just like looking into the phone right now just with a very blank stare.
That was my favorite. All
right, I got one for you. You ready?
No.
What do you call a lesbian dinosaur?
What?
A lickalotopus.
Oh, I get it.
I'm glad somebody got it. Moving on. If you were to make a sandwich, what would your ideal sandwich be?
I'm the weirdest person ever. I've been making the same sandwich since I was 6 years old. Literally ham, shredded cheese, and mayo. That's it.
Ham, shredded cheese, and mayo?
Yeah.
Why shredded cheese? Who puts shredded cheese on a sandwich?
It's more fun than the sliced cheese.
Who opens up the fridge and goes, that cheese doesn't look fun. I don't want to use that. Let's use this cheese.
I do that.
Sometimes, folks, I really question why I do these shows, and then I reveal my true colors to my friends just to see the fact that they use cheese because it's not fun.
It's not as fun. It's still fun. Sliced cheese is still fun. It's just not as fun.
Well, so I've been getting this request a lot, Miss Loaf, and I didn't get to tell you about this one, but we're going to talk about it a little bit. So I've, in my old show, I used to do a lot of inspirational and like uplifting topics to discuss, you know, discussing current situations and like talking about how to deal with them or to, cope with them in a healthy way, or, you know, somebody that's listening that's going, that, hey, I got another call. Somebody that's going, I heard the beep, beep, and I was like, oh no. Anyways, so pretty much talking about a situation, I bring up a situation and then we talk about it, you know, and given that it's a global pandemic going on right now and not a lot of people are having the best of luck with their lives just because some people don't have jobs. You know, the list goes on. You could probably use your imagination. But actually what I want to kind of English, what I want to cover today is, you know, I've noticed a lot of people are sad, like not sad just in the sense that there's something going on, like something happened to them. That's just it. They're sad. You know, it's just like, they don't really know what to do with themselves outside of the pandemic. So, I guess we'll take your, I want to get your take on, you know, like what things do you like to do in your free time? Like, do you like to play music? Do you like to read books? Do you like to go to a bookstore? Like what do the, like what kind of, I'm not trying to make fun of you. Because you go to a bookstore, because I go to one too. Actually, speaking of books, guys, if you haven't got it already, there's a new Hunger Games book out, if you haven't noticed it. It's called The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, and you can go buy it right now on Amazon for a dollar amount that I don't know. I don't have a special code, because I'm not that special yet, but you can go use it. So, back to what we were talking about. What would you say to somebody that comes up and says, you know, I'm just not feeling myself, I'm feeling a little pressed, like, what ways, or like, what can I do to keep myself occupied, to keep myself from, like, venturing off into my thoughts, so to speak?
So, something that I've always done, see, I have always had depression and major anxiety, so I've always done meditation, because meditation, they have a bunch of videos on YouTube about just like different ways to meditate, different things that you can meditate for. I can literally sit down with an hour meditation video and it feels like I've been there for 20 minutes. And then by the time you're done, it's like, oh shit, it's time to go to bed. So.
Right.
But it's a good way to, like, if you're really, really stressed and worried about something, it's a good way to just get rid of all of that stress for 20 minutes and or an hour. I mean, literally, like, just getting rid of that stress, not having it on your mind for an hour, like, it's just, it's so, like, your body is just revitalized after that.
Right. So, meditation is something that you can do to pass the time in a day or, you know, help you refuel yourself. What kind of music would you recommend to somebody to listen to in the pandemic if they're just running out of everything?
Well,
besides the John Cena theme song.
Huh?
Besides the John Cena theme song.
Oh, my God. I don't really listen to music like that. I'm more of, like, a person. I have, like, records that I play just, like, throughout the day. But I don't really listen to music like that unless I'm driving.
Got it. So that's right. So you're just going to trap me in a car and then play the John Cena theme song on a loop.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a true story, by the way, folks. In traffic. All right. So we're going to try and uplift the listeners today. That's the whole point of talking random and goofy, because I know that is what me and you talk about all the time, is just random ass goofy topics that don't make any sense. Literally, we were talking about dissecting pig in the blankets earlier.
And, well,
you know, some people just don't know how to eat food in a whole, so they have to pick it apart.
Stop.
Or they leave a pizza in the oven for a whole ass 4 days and don't take it out.
I just think it tastes better that way.
But why do you gotta leave it in there for 4 days?
You gotta keep it warm. It's not good.
It's not a brick oven. Oh my. Folks, please don't leave your pizza in the oven for 4 days to think it's gonna keep warm.
No, it's not good when you put it back in the fridge and then you put it back. Like, it's all floppy at that point. Might as well just keep it in the oven.
Really now? So, moving on. How do you go about, like, so when you wake up in the morning, what's the first thing that, like, you do, like, mentally? Like, what's the first thing that you do mentally when you wake up in the morning?
Sometimes I get scared of where I am because I don't remember falling asleep.
All right, I wasn't expecting that, but...
No, like, literally, I'll wake up and I'm like, oh, shit. When did I get here? And I'm like, oh, yeah, I did fall asleep.
Wakes up, looks over to alarm clock. How did I get here? Starts breathing, like, super heavily. Well, in a positive way, how do you prepare yourself in the morning?
So, like, the very absolute first thing that I do is I get up and I look out my window because it's usually really pretty in the morning and it's foggy, so you can just see the trees. And then I'll meditate for 5 minutes in the morning.
That's a good way to start your morning. What do you eat for breakfast? See, you, the fact that I asked what you just ate for breakfast just proved that I'm just doing this show off of a whim right now.
I don't eat breakfast.
What do you eat for lunch?
I don't eat lunch.
But I eat pigs in a blanket for dinner.
And a 4-day-old pizza.
I didn't eat the pizza. I just threw it away.
Folks, let me just tell you what I witnessed on this FaceTime call earlier when this first happened. She walks out of her room into the kitchen, sets me on the counter, right? She pulls the pizza out of the oven and then chooses to inform me, oh, this pizza has been in here for like 4 days. And then yeets the pizza to the side just carelessly. Not sets, not throws. She yeets the hell out of that pizza. Just talking about yeet. There's like. Yeah. So you just eat dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I forget to eat.
Okay, that's fair, too, because I've had those times, too, where I forget to eat, but...
Well, most of the time, I, like, wake up, and I have to go to work, and I'm at work all day, and then I just forget.
That's fair. Here's an interesting story that I'm coming across on my list. What is the first... So, tell the story of how we became friends.
Well, one night...
It all started a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. Okay, yeah, you get the point. Go.
Basically, what happened was we wanted to go dancing, and you were Sarah's friend. Oh, can I say her name?
Nobody knows who she is.
Okay, well, you were Sarah's friend, and she was like, oh, shit, I'm bringing this dude. And I was like, okay. And we were the only two that weren't dating anybody in the group. Your name and my phone for the longest time was my forced partner.
I remember that now.
They made us hang out all the time because they would be like kissing and shit and we'd be like, well.
And you know what the funny thing was? While everybody was arguing wherever they were at, we were the only two having a good time.
Oh yeah, we were having a great time. But yeah, we went dancing one night and...
I wouldn't even call that dancing. I would consider it a trek across San Antonio.
We were trying to go dancing. And
we were at a strip mall at a Ross.
Sarah fell asleep and then that's pretty much what happened.
That's a great story. Thank you for sharing. And no, everybody, we're not dating. Just to clarify that. Since she made the comment about the flirt deal. But nevertheless, we've already hit that time mark. Looky there. So, obviously, today's show has been a very, very random, fortunate series of events. We're just going to cover a couple more things, and then we're going to let you go. So, have at it. Welcome back, boys, girls, flying squirrels, and I guess friends, cousins, and neighbors at this point. We're going to do a segment three, and today we're going to do a game show with Jennifer Loaf. Jennifer Loaf, are you ready to play today's game show? The rules are very simple. All you have to do, it's not going to be anything true or false or factual to where you actually have to use your brain. It's going to be testing the knowledge of our friendship.
Oh, no.
This is going to be bad.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, well, here goes nothing because content is content and we need it, right? I'm assuming you're agreeing with that. Okay. So, first question. What is my favorite food?
Spaghetti.
Spaghetti.
Yeah, because that one time we went to Fazoli's, that's what you got.
That spaghetti was ass.
Yeah, it was.
It was an Italian restaurant. What do you want? Like, what else do you want to walk into an Italian restaurant? Hey, yo, let me get a cheeseburger real quick. Nobody's going to walk into an Italian restaurant that has a drive-thru, mind you, and order anything else but spaghetti. Who does that? Yo, can I get a cheeseburger and some curly fries? Literally, the sign says Italian cuisine on it. Ugh, Lord. All right, second question. When is my birthday?
March 11th.
Wow, you got that right. I wonder how you would have ever remembered that.
When's my birthday? I told you earlier today.
When is your birthday? Let's see. It is June 29th.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm good. Look at that. Hey, save your questions for after mine, woman. Sorry, we're not sexist on this show. We just make smirks and remarks. All right, question number three. What was I wearing the first time we met?
That blue cowboy yee-yee shirt and then a belt and some boots.
It was a black shirt and a blue cap. Where did you get a blue shirt from? I don't even own one of those.
It wasn't blue. I just remember it. It had some kind of blue somewhere in the vicinity of your shirt.
There is no blue on a solid black shirt. Oh, no. All right. Oh, boy. All right. Next question. Are you ready? Or are you still dying of laughter? What dorm did I live in?
That weird one. Bexley.
That's the one you lived in.
I didn't live there.
Oh wait, my bad. That's where our other friends live.
No, that one, I know exactly where it is and I know exactly which one was your room, but I don't know which it's called.
Why do you still remember that which one was exactly my room?
I have a very good memory.
But yet you couldn't remember what color shirt I was wearing? Nevertheless, think that I like spaghetti from Pozzoli's? That was ass, and it was cold. The breadsticks sucked. Literally. I could go to Walmart or even Dollar General and buy better breadsticks out of the freezer and go put them in a microwave for 30 minutes. They would taste way better than that Pozzoli's crap.
I can say two words that'll make you very concerned right now.
What?
Ropes and globs.
No! We're not gonna... You're really gonna bring that up?
Yeah.
Oh, no. We just went... Oh, no.
I'm in a dark hole. I still have that kid on Snapchat.
Yeah, what?
I still have that kid on Snapchat.
Oh.
Just to laugh.
Oh, man. All right. Final question for me, and then you'll get to turn the tables and then ask me questions. How's that sound? Sound like a fair trade?
Yeah.
Apparently because I like effing spaghetti from Pozzoli's or whatever the hell that place is called. I'm salty that you thought I actually liked that food.
I didn't. You know what? I don't really remember.
Apparently not, because you just have such a great memory.
I have memory, good memory about some things. Like, I remember my high school ID number from, like, 4 years ago.
Well, I did, too, because every time I lost it, I had to go tell the lunch lady. My ID number is blank, 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 blank.
I was just, like, 9 digits, and we had, like, credit cards that we would scan.
Mine was 5 digits. All right, last question. If there is one thing that I could ever do in life and want to do for the rest of my life, what would it be?
Successfully?
Yeah, something that I like to do on the daily.
Can I say 2 things?
Sure.
Okay, obviously playing guitar, but then stripping as well. I feel like you'd be very good.
Why is that? Please explain to all of my 30, 40-year-old family friends that are listening to the show right now why I would be a great stripper.
I can't say it. From someone that we used to hang out with, he, quote, has a bubble butt. My friend's back.
Who?
I never said it. I was sworn to secrecy.
Oh, you were sworn to secrecy? Now we give a fuck about secrecy?
We do. I have never, not once, not pinky promised and not kept that promise.
This will be a discussion for after the show. All right, let's turn the tables. So now, you, Jennifer Loaf, I almost called you Jennifer something else. Jennifer Loaf, you get to ask me questions, and I have to test my knowledge to see if I actually know you as well as I think I do.
Okay, what's my favorite animal?
Oh, I got this on the tip. It's an elephant. No, wait, no. Not an elephant. It's either a panda bear or a turtle.
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. No, don't tell me. Oh, it's a bear.
Yeah.
Okay. I was getting closer. You gotta give me credit on that one.
What's my favorite color?
Does it start with a B?
This is a P.
Pink.
Yeah!
Wow, look at that one. I knew it started with a B. I never thought I would have ever gotten that one.
Oh, what's my major?
Law. Or criminal justice.
What?
Isn't it criminal justice?
Yeah.
Okay, I was about to say, I know what I'm talking about, girl. I know. I got a good memory. All
right. What's my favorite food?
Italian.
Yeah.
Preferably pizza or pasta. Mainly pasta.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're running out of time here. So this is our last question for the day. We each get one question, right? Right. Nod if you agree. That's not a nod. There you go. Now that's a nod. Okay. So we each get one question, but they have to be the hardest questions we could ever think of. Regarding,
like, about us personally, or
regarding our friendship, to how well we know each other, because that's the whole objective of this game.
All right, I got it. Oh, you want me to go first?
Ladies first, because I'm a gentleman. We're gentlemen on this show.
Well, okay, I mean, what do you think? I was speaking.
Speak.
What do you think my biggest security is? Insecurity is.
Your biggest insecurity? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Why do I feel like you've told me this?
Because I have a million times.
And I really... Oh, man. What? Okay, give me a hint.
I can't.
Give me one hint.
I can't.
Give me...
No, because every hint that I'm taking gives away the answer.
If I was to take a random guess, if I looked up at the wall right now, I would probably say it had to do something with your hair. Is that am I right? Am I wrong?
Yeah.
Yeah, what?
Yes!
What's yes?
right.
Oh, okay. I'm like, you're like, I was like, am I right? All right. I don't remember what I said now. Okay. My turn. What's the one thing that I aim to do every day for somebody that I consider that I care about?
Make them laugh.
How many times a day?
I don't know. I don't even keep count.
But you did get that right. Well, Jennifer Loaf, I thank you again for coming on today. This is going to be one hell of an episode to edit because we have hit 34 minutes. Can you believe it?
No.
I can't either. It's like time flew. All right. Well, boys, girls, flying squirrels, friends, cousins, and neighbors, I thank you again for joining us today. Go check out all our content on Anchor, Spotify, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter at Probably Political. You can check out all of our other great content as well. And don't forget to give us a like and follow. So with that being said, I am Blaine Tamez. She is Jennifer Loaf. And we are out for today.